Easter, Week 2, Wednesday, Morning Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. At the Lamb's high feast we sing praise to our victorious King, who hath washed us in the tide flowing from his pierced side. Praise we him whose love divine gives the guests his blood for wine, gives his body for the feast, love the victim, love the priest. Where the paschal blood is poured, death's dark angel sheathes his sword. Israel's hosts triumphant go through the wave that drowns the foe. Christ the Lamb whose blood was shed, paschal victim, paschal bread, with sincerity and love eat we manna from above. Mighty victim from the sky, powers of hell beneath thee lie, death is conquered in the fight, thou hast brought us life and light. Now thy banner thou dost wave, vanquished Satan and the grave. Angels join his praise to tell, see o'erthrown the prince of hell. Paschal triumph, paschal joy, only sin can this destroy. From the death of sin set free, souls reborn, dear Lord, in thee. Hymns of glory, songs of praise, Father, unto thee we raise. Risen Lord, all praise to thee, ever with the Spirit be. The waters saw you, O God, you led your people through the sea. Alleluia. Psalm 76. I cry aloud to God, cry aloud to God that he may hear me. In the day of my distress I sought the Lord. My hands were raised at night without ceasing. My soul refused to be consoled. I remembered my God, and I groaned, I pondered, and my spirit fainted. You withheld sleep from my eyes. I was troubled, I could not speak. I thought of the days of long ago, and remembered the years long past. At night I mused within my heart, I pondered, and my spirit questioned. Will the Lord reject us forever? Will he show his favour no more? Has his love vanished forever? Has his promise come to an end? Does God forget his mercy, or in anger withhold his compassion? I said, this is what causes my grief, that the way of the Most High has changed. I remember the deeds of the Lord. I remember your wonders of old. I muse on all your works, and ponder your mighty deeds. Your ways, O God, are holy. What God is great as our God? You are the God who works wonders. You showed your power among the peoples. Your strong arm redeemed your people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, O God. The waters saw you and trembled. The depths were moved with terror. The clouds poured down rain. The skies sent forth their voice. Your arrows flashed to and fro. Your thunder rolled round the sky. Your flashes lighted up the world. The earth was moved and trembled when your way led through the sea, your path through the mighty waters, and no one saw your footprints. You guided your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The waters saw you, O God. You led your people through the sea. Alleluia. The Lord gives death, and he gives life. Alleluia. A canticle from 1 Samuel chapter 2. My heart exults in the Lord, I find my strength in my God. My mouth laughs at my enemies, as I rejoice in your saving help. There is none like the Lord, there is none besides you, there is no rock like our God. Bring your haughty words to an end, let no boasts fall from your lips, for the Lord is a God who knows all, it is he who weighs men's deeds. The bows of the mighty are broken, but the weak are clothed with strength. Those with plenty must labour for bread, but the hungry need work no more. The childless wife has children now, but the fruitful wife bears no more. It is the Lord who gives life and death. He brings men to the grave and back. It is the Lord who gives poverty and riches. He brings men low and raises them on high. He lifts up the lowly from the dust. From the ash heap he raises the poor, to set him in the company of princes, to give him a glorious throne. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's. On them he has set the world. He guards the steps of his faithful, but the wicked perish in darkness. For no man's power gives him victory. The enemies of the Lord shall be broken. The Most High will thunder in the heavens. The Lord will judge the ends of the earth. He will give power to his king and exalt the might of his anointed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord gives death, and he gives life. Alleluia. Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Alleluia. Psalm 96. The Lord is King, let earth rejoice, let all the coastlands be glad. Cloud and darkness are his raiment, his throne justice and right. A fire prepares his path, it burns up his foes on every side. His lightnings light up the world, the earth trembles at the sight. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The skies proclaim his justice, all peoples see his glory. Those who serve idols be ashamed, those who boast of their worthless gods. All you spirits worship him. Sion hears and is glad, the people of Judah rejoice, because of your judgments, O Lord. For you indeed are the Lord, most high above all the earth, exalted far above all spirits. The Lord loves those who hate evil, he guards the souls of his saints, he sets them free from the wicked. Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Rejoice, you just, in the Lord. Give glory to his holy name. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Light shines forth for the just, and joy for the upright of heart. Alleluia. A reading from Romans chapter 8. If we have died with Christ, we have faith to believe that we shall share his life. We know that Christ, now he has risen from the dead, cannot die any more. Death has no more power over him. The death he died was a death once for all to sin. The life he now lives is a life that looks towards God. And you too must think of yourselves as dead to sin, and alive with the life that looks towards God, through Christ Jesus our Lord. Responsory: The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. For our sake he died on the cross. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Lord has risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia. God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but may have eternal life. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has visited his people and redeemed them. He has raised up for us a mighty Saviour in the house of David his servant, as he promised by the lips of holy men, those who were his prophets from of old. A Saviour who would free us from our foes, from the hands of all who hate us, so his love for our fathers is fulfilled, and his holy covenant remembered. He swore to Abraham our father to grant us that free from fear and safe from the hands of our foes, we might serve him in holiness and justice all the days of our life in his presence. As for you, little child, you shall be called a prophet of God the Most High. You shall go ahead of the Lord to prepare his ways before him, to make known to his people their salvation through forgiveness of all their sins, the loving kindness of the heart of our God, who visits us like the dawn from on high. He will give light to those in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but may have eternal life. Alleluia. Intercessions. Let us pray to God who manifested to the apostles the glory of the risen Christ. Glorify us, Lord, with the glory of Christ. Father, we praise you today with grateful hearts, because you have called us into your own marvellous light. Help us always to see your loving kindness. Glorify us, Lord, with the glory of Christ. Through your Holy Spirit, strengthen and purify all people. Give them new heart in their struggle to improve the quality of life. Glorify us, Lord, with the glory of Christ. May we pour out our lives in the service of all. Bless our efforts, that the whole community may become a sacrifice acceptable to you. Glorify us, Lord, with the glory of Christ. At the start of the day, fill our hearts with your love. Let the praise of your glory be the joy of our lives. Glorify us, Lord, with the glory of Christ.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Year by year, Lord, we recall the mystery of Easter, the mystery which restored mankind to its lost dignity and brought the hope of resurrection. Grant that we may possess eternally in love what we now worship in faith.
We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.